bands themselves would never admit to how much influence and how much change they could give any one genre. Well, this album did exactly that. Released in what was probably the most significant year of the genre of heavy metal, albums that it accompanied included Motorhead, Ace of Spades, Back in Black, AC/DC, and then there was this, Heaven and Hell, Black Sabbath. Throw into the mix Iron Maiden, Judas Priest, Def Leppard, they were all out, they were all happening. But this album, it just flew. It took the band Black Sabbath not just internationally but to stratospheric levels. Kicking off with a song called Neon Nights, it does not stop right through until Lonely is the Word. It was the first cut by then unknown singer, soloist Ronnie James Dio, who had done a little bit of work with Rainbow. Ronnie James Dio not only showed off that amazing voice of his, but also took off onto a solo career. Black Sabbath had just let go of Ozzy Osbourne, they just couldn't get on. And it took a long time to happen, it wasn't all of a sudden, despite rumours, it took a few years to actually get there. Things were getting difficult at the time. Regardless of which, drummer Tony Ward just could not handle the new singer, and they had issues right from the get-go. But Tony Iommi and Geezer Butler, well, they just loved him. Beautiful tracks such as Children of the Sea, Lady Evil, Wishing Well, Die Young and Walk Away are stunning songs. The highlight, the album title track Heaven and Hell, is a showstopper. It's the only way to put it. In fact, Ronnie James Dio played a little bit of bass on this album because at the time, the bassist, Geezer Butler, had to fly back home. He was finalizing his divorce. You know, working around things. There's debate, and always has been, on the importance of this album. I would dare to say that when it was released at the time, and what was happening around the world, in terms of that genre of music, it was critical to the future of not just that genre, but rock itself. You can talk to many metal bands today, even grunge bands. If you mention the name Black Sabbath, that's one thing. Mention Heaven and Hell, that's another. I'm of the mind that if this album were released today, it would go stratospheric. If some of these songs were played on the radio today, in rotation, it would be impactful. They won't. Because it's old. Heaven and Hell Black Sabbath is a guaranteed add to that list of best rock albums of all time. And if you don't have it on your shelf, get it. Well, if you'll excuse me, I have to go home now and Scotchgard my pet sheep. Until next time.